我们一起打开新约的雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James in the New Testament, chapter 1.
我们读第一节。
We'll read verse 1.
希望大家帮忙一起读。
I hope everyone can help read together.
做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各。请善助十二支派之人的安。我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
是你的恩典，我们可以成为你的孩子。
It is through your grace that we can become your children.
是你的恩典，我们直到如今还有机会来敬拜你。
It is through your grace that until today we still have the opportunity to worship you.
但愿早晨你儿女在你面前的祷告。
May the prayers of your children this morning.
我们的诗歌。
Our hymns of praise.
都能够达到宝座的面前。
May they all reach the throne in heaven.
蒙你悦纳。
And be pleasing to you.
我们也求你。
We also pray.
能够把圣经向我们解开。
That you may open up your word, the Bible, to us.
让我们真的遇见你。
That we may truly meet you face to face.
真的听见你要对我们的心所说的话。
To truly hear the words that you want to speak to our hearts.
求你怜悯我们。
We pray that you may have mercy on us.
祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 会读圣经的人。
Those who know how to read the Bible.
告诉我们说雅各书主要的重点。
Have told us that the main point of the book of James.
是让我们认识什么叫做属灵的成熟。
Is to help us understand what is true spiritual maturity.
只有一个属灵成熟的人。
Only someone who is spiritually mature.
他才能够活着像基督。
Only someone like that can live like Christ.
我们要记住一件事。
We must remember one thing.
不是每一个年龄越来越增加的人
，Not everyone who is physically aged，
他属灵的生命会越来越成熟。
Not everyone like that is spiritually mature，
不保证的。
There's no guarantee of that。
在神的家里
，In God's house，
有很多人是 grow old，
many people grow old，
很少人是 grow up，
few people grow up。
很多人是越长越老。
People grow older and older.
很少人是越长越成熟。
Few people grow more and more mature.
几个礼拜以前。
Few weeks ago.
我在中国的一个乡下地方。
I was in the countryside in China.
我跟十多位带领教会的同工们一起聚会。
I was meeting with several brothers and sisters in a meeting together.
这一些弟兄们
These brothers and sisters.
他们是一个礼拜至少要讲五堂道的人。
They preached sermons at least five every week.
他们是有很多的重担在他们身上。
They have many burdens.
要服侍很多的弟兄姐妹。
They must serve many, many brothers and sisters.
他们拿出一个礼拜的时间。
They took out one week of their time.
被我关起来。
I locked them up.
从早上起床。
From the morning when they rise.
到晚上睡觉。
To night time when they go to bed.
他们没有别的地方可以去。
They had nowhere else to go.
就是一起来读经。
Together we read the Bible.
一起来祷告。
We pray together.
然后他们一个一个的要讲道。
And each one of them, has to preach a sermon.
那我要他们讲的就是我以前讲过的道。
I wanted them to preach sermons I had preached on before.
那些经文。
Those passages from the Bible.
那他们都知道我以前怎么讲的。
They all know how I used to preach on those passages.
那他们不可以照我这样子讲。
They can't preach according to my outline.
他们要把圣经解开。
They have to open up the Word of God.
然后他们要把圣经说什么讲出来。
And they have to preach what the Bible says.
然后每一天到结束的时候。
And every day, by the end of the day.
我要把这一段的经文。
I will take this passage of the Bible.
重新讲一遍给他们听。
I will speak another sermon to them again.
他们很不服气。
They were frustrated.
因为他们说你上次不是这样讲的。
They said, you didn't preach like that the last time.
我告诉他们。
I told them.
如果我现在讲这段圣经。
If right now, the way I'm preaching this passage,
跟我几年以前讲这段圣经是一模一样的。
Is exactly the same as I preached it several years ago.
那就证明了一件事。
This proves one thing.
我只有 grow old.
I've only grown old.
我没有 grow up.
I haven't grown up.
我很伤心地告诉你们。
I sorrowfully tell you.
今天有太多服侍神的人。
There are too many brothers and sisters who serve Christ.
他们只会 grow old.
They only grow old.
他们没有 grow up.
They haven't grown up.
你听他们今年讲的道。
If you listen to the sermon they preach today.
十年前讲的道。
10 years ago, the sermon they preached.
二十年前讲的道。
20 years ago.
没有一点的进步。
There hasn't been any improvement.
没有一点的亮光。
There hasn't been any new light.
完全一模一样。
Exactly the same.
这是神家里的悲剧。
This is a tragedy in the house of God.
神的话。
God's word.
是新的。
Is new.
每一天都是新的。
New and fresh every single day.
神给我们的生命。
The life God gives us.
是活的。
Is living.
它是每一天在成长。
It's growing every single day.
当我们的生命成长的时候。
When our life is growing.
对着同样的话。
Toward the same words.
就会有不同的认识。
We will have a new knowledge.
我盼望。
I hope.
当弟兄姊妹来读雅各书的时候
When brothers and sisters come to read James,
一定要求神释放我们。
We must pray to God to release us.
让我们不要把雅各书变成了孔子的教导。
Let us not turn the book of James into the teachings of Confucius.
雅各书不是教导我们道德的问题。
The book of James is not teaching us about morality.
神不需要教导他的百姓道德的问题。
God doesn't need to teach his people about the question of morality.
因为这个世界已经有足够的道德教导。
This world already has enough moral teaching.
当我们读雅各书的时候。
When we read the book of James.
我们也不要把它变成了学雷锋的教导。
We also don't want to turn them into the teachings of 雷锋。
不要把神的话变成了鼓励我们要去学什么人的样子。
The word of God should not teach us, encourage us to follow after someone's model.
一个讲道的人。
Someone who is preaching.
如果把神的话变成了道德的教导。
If he turns the word of God into some moral teaching.
那就是条条框框。
Those become boxes and categories.
Regulation and rules.
Regulation and rules.
只会给人带来死亡。
This will only bring death.
如果神的仆人
if God's servant
把神的话
turns the word of God
变成用来做拉拉队的一些口号
into some kind of cheerleading slogans
鼓励大家要这样要那样
to encourage people to do this way or do that way
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
dear brothers and sisters
从来没有人可以真的鼓励我们做什么。
No one can truly encourage us to do anything.
什么样的生命
Whatever kind of life
就活出什么样的生活
will grow into a kind of lifestyle.
神的话
God's word
是要来供应我们的生命
is here for nourishing our lives.
如果神的话没有供应我们的生命
If the word of God did not nourish our lives
你叫我们爱主
You tell us to love God
不要爱世界
To not love the world
要我们学亚伯拉罕
We should learn from Abraham
我们要学亚摩西
We want to learn from Moses
都是废话
Those words are meaningless
因为我们做不到
Because we cannot do it
我们没有那个生命
We don't have such life.
但愿神能够用着他自己的话
May the Lord use his own words
成为我们的生命
to become our life.
让我们的里面的人可以长大
so that the man within us can grow up.
整个雅各书
the whole book of James
讲到一个成熟的人
talks about a mature man.
他在试探中是如何的忍耐
How he endures in trials and temptations.
他在真理中是如何的生活
How he lives in the truth.
包括在信心、爱心和行为三个方面
In faith, in love, and in deeds.
一个成熟的人
A mature man.
是可以管住自己舌头的人
Can bridle his own tongue.
一个成熟的人
A mature man.
是一个使人和睦的人
Can live in harmony with all.
雅各书里面讲到有三方面的征战。
James talks about three kinds of battles we have.
我们有三个仇敌。
We have three kinds of enemies.
也讲到三方面的劝勉。
It also has three kinds of exhortation.
一个成熟的人。
A mature person.
更重要的。
More importantly.
是借着祷告能够得胜。
Can become victorious through prayer.
在经济上
in finances
在他自己的生活上
in his own life
在他所在的社会里
in the society he lives in
甚至于在教会的难处中
even in difficulties regarding the church
都是借着祷告
he does all through prayer
可以胜过一切的难处
through prayer he can overcome all difficulties
我们今天只能够看第一章的第一节
Today, we can only look at chapter 1, verse 1.
他一开始就告诉我们这本书是谁写的。
From the very beginning, it tells us who wrote this book.
雅各。
James.
没有其他的介绍。
There's no other description.
没有讲他的爸爸是谁。
It doesn't tell us who his father was.
也没有讲他的儿子是谁。
It doesn't tell us who his children, his sons were.
也没有讲他从哪里出生的。
It doesn't tell us where he was born.
害死人。
This is awful.
因为圣经学者就头痛。
Because this creates a huge mess for biblical scholars.
谁是雅各?
Who is James?
雅各书。
The book of James.
彼得前后书。
First and Second Peter.
约翰一二三书。
First, Second and Third John.
犹大书。
Jude.
被称为一般书信。
These are named ordinary epistles.
为什么称它是一般书信呢?
Why are they called ordinary or average epistles?
因为它不是专门写给某一个教会或是某一个个人。
Because they're not written for a particular specific church or person.
这七卷书。
These seven books.
加上希伯来书和启示录。
Added to them Hebrews and Revelation.
是在教会历史上
In the history of the church,
比较晚才被众教会承认是圣经正典的部分。
These epistles were confirmed much later by the church that they were part of the authority of the Bible.
在早期教会中历史里面
In early church history,
这几本书
These epistles
为着不同的理由
For different reasons
常常被神的儿女忽略
Were neglected by the children of God.
这几本书
These epistles
没有被早早的承认是圣经的一部分
They were not early, confirmed very early on to be part books of the Bible
不能够让我们认为他们不重要
This cannot make us think that they're not important
因为早期教会
Because in the early church
从来没有拒绝过这些书信
No one ever rejected these epistles.
只是不够重视。
They just didn't prioritize them.
至于雅各书
As for the book of James,
为什么会遭遇到这样的命运呢
Why would it have such a fate?
大部分的圣经学者
Most biblical scholars
都认为
All think
因为雅各没有说他是谁
James didn't say who he was.
他到底是谁?
Who is he?
因为如果作者是谁,我们都不确定。
If we don't even know who the author is,
我们怎么能够相信这卷书是出于正典呢?
How can we believe that the epistle is authoritative and authentic?
那当然。
Of course.
这卷书因为是写给散住在外地的信徒
Because this epistle is written for those scattered among the nations
所以当时早期教会的主要的几个教会
So the main churches during the early church
反而比较晚才收到这封信
They actually received this letter much later than the other churches
无论是什么理由
Whatever the reason
我们要明白一件事
We have to understand one thing.
没有一个有权势的人来推动众教会要接纳这卷书
There wasn't anyone with power to call the church to accept this book.
而早期教会确确实实一致承认这卷书是正典
But the early church nevertheless kept insisting that this book is authentic.
光是这一个事实
Just this reality alone
就要让人惊讶
causes us to be amazed
这是为什么
This is why
宗教改革以前
Before the Protestant Reformation
再也没有什么人
There was no one
对雅各书有意见
Who had any objection to the book of James
但是你们都知道
But you all know
到了宗教改革的时候
After the Reformation
有许多人开始起来反对这本书
Many people stood up and began to object to this book
他们反对的第一个理由
Well, the first reason they objected to James
是加利利那些没有学问的小民怎么可能写出像雅各书这么典雅的希腊文
They felt that people of Galilean descent could not possibly write in such an elegant Greek style as James did.
他们怀疑这真的是雅各写的吗?
They doubted whether this was truly written by James.
当然更重反对最出名的人是马丁路德。
The person to object the most was Martin Luther himself.
马丁路德他因为因信称义这个真理得到释放
Martin Luther was released by the truth that you are justified by faith
这跟雅各书的二章二十一节说的
This along with James's James chapter 2 verse 21
这样看来人称义是因着行为不是单因着信
He's 24. You see that a person is justified by what he does and not by faith alone.
马丁路德说是单单靠信心。
Martin Luther said by faith alone.
雅各说嗯。
James said no.
不是的。
It's not so.
那马丁路德当然不喜欢这卷书了。
Martin Luther, of course, hated this book.
但是我们一定要记住。
But we must remember.
虽然马丁路德称雅各书是稻草。
Even though Martin Luther called the book of James just rubbish.
Straw. 它是用来比较于保罗的那些书信好像宝剑一样。
He was comparing the book of James to the epistles of Paul, which are like swords.
因为在马丁路德的心中。
Because in Martin Luther's heart,
他把新约圣经分成两类。
He divided up the New Testament into two kinds.
第一类呢?
The first kind.
这一些的书啊,
These books.
如果新约只有这一卷书,
If the New Testament only had this one book,
一个人只要读了这卷书,
If anyone read this one book,
他就应该可以得救,
He should be able to be saved.
好像罗马书。
Just like Romans.
好像加拉太书。
Like the book of Galatians.
那第二类的呢?
The second category of books.
就像雅各书啊,启示录啊。
Are like James and Revelation.
他认为这些书信可有可无。
He felt like you could do with or without these kinds of books.
当然我们今天知道。
Of course, today we know.
马丁路德这样的认识是错误的。
Martin Luther's thinking was incorrect.
因为我们的主很清楚地告诉我们
Because our Lord clearly tells us
圣经里面每一个字都不能改
Not one word can be changed in the scriptures
每一卷书都是重要的
Every book is important
我们一定要知道
We must know
从创世纪到启示录
From Genesis to Revelation
没有一卷书可以取消。
There's not one book that can be ridiculed.
没有一句话可以取消。
There's not one word that can be ridiculed.
那到底这个新约的雅各是谁呢?
So who is this New Testament James?
马可福音一章十九节告诉我们。
It tells us in Mark chapter 1 verse 19.
新约里面有一个人是西比泰的儿子雅各。
There's a person, who is the son of Zebedee named James.
他是最早的几个门徒里面和彼得、约翰同为耶稣身边最亲密的同工。
Very early on, he along with Peter and John became one of Jesus' closest disciples.
另外
，Also，
新约里面还有另外一个雅各。
There's another James in the New Testament.
马可十五章四十节。
Mark 15.
他也是个使徒。
He's also an apostle.
一般人都叫他叫小雅各。
They call him Little James.
第三个雅各。
There's a third James.
记载在路加福音六章十六节。
In Luke 6:16.
是使徒犹大的爸爸。
It's the father of the apostle Jude.
这在路加六章十六节。
This is in Luke 6:16.
还有第四个雅各。
There's the fourth James.
是耶稣肉身的弟弟。
The brother of Jesus in the flesh.
犹大书作者的兄弟。
The brother of the author of Jude, the book of Jude.
在马可福音六章三节。
In Mark chapter 6 verse 3。
这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？
Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon?
大部分的圣经学者。
Most biblical scholars。
现在基本上都接受。
Now they have mostly accept.
最后的这个雅各给了我们雅各书。
That this last James gave us the book of James.
我猜弟兄姊妹都知道。
I guess most brothers and sisters know.
耶稣的弟弟们。
Jesus' younger brothers.
在耶稣从死里复活以前。
Before Jesus rose from the dead.
是不相信耶稣的。
They did not believe in Jesus.
约翰福音第七章。
In John chapter 7.
马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
都很清楚地告诉我们。
They both very clearly tell us.
但是这个雅各。
But this James.
他后来成为耶路撒冷教会最重要的领袖。
He later became the leader of, the most important leader of the Jerusalem church.
你们有兴趣去看加拉太书第一章、使徒行传十二章、十五章、二十一章。
So later you can look at Galatians 1 and
Acts 12,
Acts 12 15,
21. 在加拉太书二章九节，保罗称雅各为柱石。
In Galatians 2:19, it talks about
Paul called him the pillar.
James is being called by Paul the pillar.
彼得离开监狱以后，就是去找雅各向他报告。
After Peter was released from prison, he actually went to report to James.
使徒行传众教会开会是雅各最后拍板。
In the meetings or gatherings of Acts, actually, James had an important position.
当保罗把外邦人的捐款带回到耶路撒冷教会去的时候，是雅各代表来接受《使徒行传》二十一章。
When Paul brought the offerings from other churches to the Jerusalem church, it was James there to receive those gifts, and that's in Acts 21.
这样的一个雅各。
This kind of James.
他写雅各书第一章第一节的时候，
When he wrote the first verse of chapter 1,
中文的翻译，
The Chinese translation,
你看不出原文的次序，
You cannot see the order of the words in the original.
英文就比较靠近，
The English is closer to the original.
他第一个字就说雅各。
First word he says is James.
然后第二个字他就要形容。
And then the second word he is describing.
是神和主耶稣基督。
A servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神和主耶稣基督。
God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个称呼在新约圣经中是独特的。
This is very special as a
This is unique.
Name. Unique.In the New Testament.
新约中没有任何其他的一个人用这样的方式来称呼神和耶稣。
No one else described God and Jesus in this way.
保罗在以弗所书和帖撒罗尼迦。
Paul in the books of Ephesians and the Thessalonian.
曾经用过父神和主耶稣基督。
He once talked about God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是最接近的。
This is the closest to what James is doing here.
我们要强调的。
What we want to emphasize.
是我们不要去参与一些圣经学者的辩论。
We're not going to participate in the debates of biblical scholars.
就是神和主耶稣基督。
God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
是否表明神就是主耶稣基督？
Does this mean God is the Lord Jesus Christ?
因为单单主耶稣基督这个头衔，
Because just this title, the Lord Jesus Christ,
基督
Christ,
已经表明了他的神性。
Already shows he is God.
His divinity.
His divinity.
他是主。
He is the Lord.
当时罗马要求人来承认皇帝是主。
At that time, the Romans required people to acknowledge Caesar as Lord.
偏偏基督徒
But Christians
认耶稣基督是主。
They acknowledge Christ as Lord, Jesus Christ.
所以有许多人殉道。
So many people experience martyrdom.
所以他承认耶稣是主。
So to acknowledge Jesus as Lord,
他说他自己呢？
What does he say about himself then?
他说他是仆人。
He says he is a servant.
原文是奴隶。
In the original, it means a slave.
雅各。
James.
神和主耶稣基督的仆人。
The servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
奴隶。
Slave.
神的奴隶。
God's slave.
你知道在圣经中
You know, in the Bible.
旧约圣经里面摩西说是神的仆人。
In the Old Testament, it tells us that Moses was God's servant.
大卫是神的仆人。
David was God's servant.
那里头有一点很尊贵的意思。
There's a sense of reverence.
在新约中
In the New Testament.
我们是被基督宝血买赎回来的子民。
We are a people that have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
彼得前书一章十八到十九节。
First Peter 1:18-19.
是基督释放了我们，使我们得自由。不需要找。
Okay. Jesus Christ released us that we may have freedom.
加拉太书五章一节。
Galatians 5:1.
主自己也说过，父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
Jesus also told us, if the Father makes you free, then you are truly free.
约翰福音八章三十六节。That's recorded.
John 8:36.
而雅各在这里说自己是奴隶。
But here, James talks about himself as a slave.
这个奴隶。
This slave.
是。甘心自愿做奴隶
is willingly making himself a slave.
我们得救
for us to be saved.
我们就自由了
We are then free.
我们脱离了世界罪恶的捆绑
We are made free from the bondage of sin.
然而一个自由的人
Yet a free man.
用着他的自由
Using his freedom.
选择做奴隶
chose to become a slave.
这就跟旧约里面
compare with the Old Testament.
一个希伯来人被卖去做奴隶
in the Old Testament, a Hebrew that is sold as a slave.
七年以后
after 7 years,
自由了
he is made free.
但是这个自由的奴隶
but this freed slave,
他可以选择。
He can make a decision.
我不要自由。
I don't want my freedom.
我要做爱的奴仆。
I want to be a slave of love.
这个是雅各的意思。
This is James's meaning.
这是罗马书十二章的故事。
This is the story of Romans 12.
像雅各这样的人。
A person like James.
他要介绍他自己。
If he were to introduce himself,
如果说 if he said,
if he says,
雅各
James,
耶路撒冷教会的当家长老
to all the elder of all the Jerusalem assemblies,
the responsible elder,
the responsible elder,
有没有问题
is there a problem with that?
他讲的是真的。
What he says would be true.
或者是说，因为雅各在当年是被许多的信徒都公认称之为义人雅各。
Or, since he was recognized by many people during that time as a just, righteous man.
James, the righteous one.
James, the righteous one.
这是大家都知道的，一讲到哪一个雅各，就是那一个公义的雅各。
This is a title that everyone would recognize. If they talk about James the Just, they would know it's him.
所以当他介绍他自己的时候,
so when he introduces himself,
他应该可以说,
he should have the authority to say,
我就是被你们称为那个义人的雅各。
I'm the one you all call James the Just.
或者说,
or,
他可以说,
he could say,
我是那一个膝盖像骆驼膝盖一样的雅各。I'm
like the knee of the camel.
因为你知道雅各根据早期教父的遗传,
because according to the early church father's tradition,
他常常祷告,
he often would pray,
跪着祷告,
he would kneel in prayer,
长时间的祷告,
for long periods of time.
他整个膝盖都长了茧,
he has all these like blisters all over his knees.
所以他的膝盖就像骆驼的膝盖一样,
so his knees are actually like the camel's knees.
所以他如果说我是有骆驼膝盖的雅各,
so if he introduces himself as the James with camel knees,
有没有错?
Is there a problem with that?
没有错。
There's no problem.
他至少应该说,
at least he should say,
我是耶稣的弟弟,
I'm the younger brother of Jesus.
同意吗?
Don't you all agree?
为什么对他来讲,
why is it that for him,
没有任何其他的东西,
there's nothing
可以跟做神爱的奴隶相比,
there's no title that can compare with being the slave of God.
他觉得这是最宝贵的,
he thinks this is the most precious.
他觉得这个是最荣耀的,
he thinks this is the most glorious.
请问各位,
so I want to ask everyone,
今天在你我的心中,
in our hearts, you and me,
我们怎么看?
How do we see ourselves?
我们怎么看人?
How do we see people?
我们怎么看自己?
How do we see ourselves?
我们看重的是我们的学位吗?
Do we value our degrees?
我们看重我们是属于哪一派的, 哪一个denomination的吗?
Do we value what denomination we belong to?
我们会强调我们是有什么特别属灵的了不起的地方吗?
Do we emphasize that we have some spiritual superiority to others?
现在在美国,
today in America,
在台湾, 香港, 大陆,
in Taiwan, Hong Kong, the mainland,
教会最喜欢找什么样的人呢?
What kind of people do the churches look for?
如果有一个唱歌的,
if there's someone who can sing,
有一个演电影的,
if someone is an actor, a movie actor,
有一个会打球的,
if there's someone who knows how to play ball,
有一个企业家,
a businessman,
最好是能够像有那个什么Falcon 9的这种伟大的企业家,
A really great businessman. Successful.
可以把Tesla往火星送,
someone who could send a spaceship into the universe.
如果有这样的人来我们教会,
if this kind of person comes to our church,
如果有这样的人来传道,
if this kind of person becomes a preacher,
我们兴奋呗,
wouldn't we be excited?
中国的基督徒,
Christians in China,
天天在做梦,
every day they are dreaming,
中南海最好有一个某某人受洗,
it'd be best for someone to be baptized,
someone who are the head of the country,
oh, someone, a leader of the country to be baptized.
我们天天在做那个梦,
every day we're dreaming this dream.
如果那个人信了主,
if that leader becomes a Christian,
好了不起啊,
that would be totally awesome.
好荣耀啊,
that would be so glorious.
在我们的心目中
，in our hearts，
什么身份最重要
？What is the most important status？
在雅各的生命中
，in James's life，
最重要的
，the most important，
是做爱的奴隶
，is to be a slave of love。
这是他觉得他唯一值得夸口的地方。
This is the title that he thinks is alone worthy of boasting about.
请你不要忘记。
Please do not forget.
他可是完全不相信耶稣的。他原来是完全不相信。
Originally, he had not believed in Christ at all.
你可以想一想。
You can think about this.
耶稣的父母很穷。
Jesus' parents were poor.
生了耶稣。
After they gave birth to Jesus.
那个年代没有避孕的。
There's no birth control during that time.
你猜雅各生出来要多跟耶稣生出来差多久？
How many years do you think there were between Jesus and James?
啊？
What do you think?
一年多。
Maybe a year?
一年多而已啊。
Just a year, maybe.
老大生完了老二，老二生完了老三，老三生完了老四，老四生完了老五，老五生完了老六，知道吗？
So firstborn, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, it just keeps going.
没有停的呀。
There's no stopping.
哎，那个年代，每个小孩子自己一个房间吗？
In that period, did kids have their own rooms?
想都不要想哦。
Don't even think about it.
不跟养猪一样全堆在一起啊。
It's just like raising pigs. You throw them all together in one place.
但你想一想哦。
Think about it.
你们大概都不太懂我在讲什么。
You probably all don't understand what I'm talking about.
我长大的时候啊。
When I grew up.
我们家三个男生啊。
Our family had three boys.
一张床啊。
One bed.
我们挤在一起的。
We were all scrunched up together.
哎，你猜我们和平没有问题吗
？Can you guess whether we lived in harmony？
没有的事哦。
Of course not。
他的脚碰到我。
His feet would touch me。
他为什么抢我的被啊
？Why did he steal my blanket？
要不要吵
？Should we fight？
要不要打
？Should we hit each other？
弟兄姐妹，你要想一想啊。
Brothers and sisters, you should think about it。
耶稣几个弟弟啊
？How many brothers did Jesus have？
圣经有记载的有几个
？How many are recorded in the Bible？
啊
？How many？
我刚才才读过就忘记了。
We just read it。
四个。
Four。
几个妹妹
？How many sisters？
圣经没写啊。
The Bible doesn't tell us。
至少两个。
Probably at least two。
其他有没有不知道
？If There were more, we don't know.
但想啊，五个男生啊。
So think about it, five boys.
挤一个房间啊。
In one bed, or one room.
真的是一个 bed.
One bed.
那个年代就是，那个床不是叫做床，就是一块板子。
So it was a board. It wasn't exactly a bed in that day and age.
雅各跟耶稣差一岁。
James was maybe one year apart from Jesus.
有冲突了，会谁会让谁啊
？If there are conflicts, who will let him?
你认为雅各说哦哥哥了不起了不起
？Do you think James would bow to his brother and say, "Oh, my brother is so great"?
我两个弟弟从来没这样对过我。
My younger brothers never treated me in that way.
跟我抢啊！
They'll steal from me.
跟我打。
They fight with me.
跟我闹啊。
They just cause trouble for me.
一定的嘛。
Of course.
你可以想到玛利亚回家。
You can imagine Mary going home.
哇，几个男孩子打成一团了。
All these boys are fighting.
啊，可能抢一个吃的东西啊。
Maybe they were fighting for something to eat.
玛利亚说不可以逃。
Mary says no, don't do that.
统统给我站好
Stand still.
你们要搞清楚啊
You should understand.
你哥哥不是一般的人啊
Your brother is not a normal person.
That's God.
He's God.
你们不要打他,
you shouldn't hit him.
你们不要抢他东西啊,
don't steal from him.
你们要听他的话,
you have to listen to him.
如果你是雅各,
if you're James,
你会怎么样?
What would you do?
等玛利亚一走,
after Mary leaves,
先给他一拳,
punch him first.
告诉我,
tell me, are you God?
露一手给我看看嘛,
show me something then.
你能不能有点想象力?
Could we all have a little imagination here?
跟耶稣一起长大,
to grow up with Jesus.
一起洗澡,
to take baths together.
搞不好穿一条裤子,
maybe wearing the same pants.
他怎么能够相信这个人是上帝呢?
How can he believe this person is God?
一直不相信啊,
he doesn't believe.
30岁还不相信啊?
After he turned 30, he still didn't believe.
耶稣做了那么多神迹,
after Jesus performed so many miracles, he still didn't believe.
他亲眼看过耶稣行了很多神迹,
he personally witnessed Jesus performing many miracles.
不相信啊,
he doesn't believe.
不相信啊,
he doesn't believe.
到了33岁了,
when he turned 32, maybe he was 32.
他哥哥33了,
his brother was 33.
他跟他哥哥讲,
he told his brother,
哎呀, 你如果要做大事, 不要在乡下了,
if you want to perform great deeds, don't stay in the country.
到耶路撒冷去啊,
go to Jerusalem.
你在这种鸟不下蛋的地方有什么用啊?
Why are you staying in such a deserted place?
圣经说,
the Bible says,
他这样说,
when James said this,
是因为他不信,
it was because he did not believe.
看见没有?
Do you see that?
跟耶稣一起长大不相信,
those who grew up with Jesus did not believe him.
看见耶稣行了许多的神迹不相信,
after they saw him perform many miracles, they still didn't believe him.
听到耶稣讲许多的道理不相信,
after they heard him preach many words of wisdom, they still didn't believe.
你有没有想过?
Have you thought about this?
他后来怎么会信啊?
How did he become a Christian later?
他为什么会信啊?
Why would he believe?
我们中间有些人可能会读圣经,
maybe among us there are some people who know how to read the Bible.
哦,我知道,
oh, I know.
你去读哥林多前书15章,
if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
第七节,
verse 7,
那里有答案,
there's an answer there.
而在那里保罗告诉我们,
because there, Paul tells us,
耶稣基督从死里复活以后啊,
after Jesus rose from the dead,
他单独去看了雅各,
he appeared individually to James.
我觉得这个圣灵啊, 在这些地方真的是很不够意思,
I feel like the Holy Spirit, he doesn't satisfy us here.
这么重要的情节怎么可以一句话带过了?
Such an important plot detail. Why does he just take care of it in one sentence?
你能不能够相信啊, 雅各晚上睡觉睡了一半,
can you believe when James was sleeping, maybe in the middle of his sleep,
突然发现有一个人在他旁边啊,
suddenly he found that there was someone right next to him.
是谁啊?
Who is it?
是几天以前挂在十字架上,
it was the person who was just hanging from the cross a few days ago.
埋在坟墓里的那个,
buried in a tomb.
哎,要是你, 你会怎么样?
If it were you, what would you think?
吓都吓死了,
you would be scared to death.
会不会啊?
Wouldn't you be?
挂在十字架上,
someone hanged on the cross.
埋在坟墓里,
already buried in a tomb.
已经埋了好多天了,
already buried for several days.
现在出现了,
now he's appearing.
那真是见鬼了,
it definitely is a ghost appearance.
我真的很想, 我如果到将来到天上见了雅各, 我一定要问他,
if I go to heaven one day, I definitely want to ask James,
你有没有吓得尿尿?
Did you pee in your pants from fear?
真的是吓死的呀!
This is so frightening.
你知道一个人死了!
You know this person has died.
现在站在你面前!
Now that person stands right before you.
多可怕!
Isn't this scary?
然后你发现他不是鬼哦。
And then you find he's not a ghost.
他真的活了。
He's really alive.
你能够想象吗?
Can you imagine this?
我不知道耶稣要跟他说什么。
I don't know what Jesus said to him.
我猜他不会像我们这些人哦。
I imagine he wasn't like us.
早就告诉你了。
I told you so.
你就是不相信。
You wouldn't believe.
你现在该相信了吧?
Now you should believe.
我猜耶稣不是这样的。
I guess that Jesus did not speak like that.
但是我们不知道。But
we don't know.
我不晓得你听到这里。
I don't know how you feel after, as we get here in our sermon.
你会不会觉得?
When you hear this, would you feel?
雅各他当然啊。Of
course, James.
他哥哥从死里复活。His
brother rose from the dead.
而且亲自向他显现。And
appeared to him personally.
他当然老老实实的信咯。Of
course he has to become a believer.
他还有什么话说呢?
What other excuse can he come up with?
如果我也有什么很特别的经历,
if I also experience something very special,
我也会甘心情愿地做奴仆的。I
will also willingly become a slave.
但是弟兄姐妹,
but brothers and sisters,
让我告诉你一件事,
let me tell you one thing.
在教会历史里面,
in church history,
有一些人,
some people
确实经过一些非常奇特的经验,
definitely have had some miraculous experiences,
然后生命改变,
and their lives have been changed.
但是也有更多的人,
but there are even more people,
他们什么特别的事情都没有,
they have not experienced anything miraculous.
他们的生命也改变,
their lives still are changed.
真正让雅各成为雅各,
the thing that caused James to become James,
让他从一个不相信的人变成了爱的奴仆,
to turn him from an unbeliever to a slave of love,
不是他的经历,
it wasn't his experience,
是神奇妙的恩典,
it was God's amazing grace.
在你我的生命中,
in your life and mine,
我们可以相信主,
we can believe in the Lord.
我们可以背起十字架来跟随主,
we can willingly take up our cross and follow him.
你以为是我们比别人聪明吗?
Do you think it was because we were smarter than others?
你以为我们是肯付代价的那些人吗?
You think it was because we were willing to pay the price?
你以为是因为我们是得胜者?
Do you think it's because we are considered overcomers?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
让我告诉你一件事,
let me tell you one thing.
我们今日成了何等的人?
For us to become such people,
全是神的恩典做成的,
it's all accomplished by God's grace.
今天教会极大的危机,
the danger of the church today,
就是有人在传讲一些非常可怕的教导,
is that some people are preaching very dangerous doctrine,
就是以为在神在我们身上一切的工作中间, 我们有什么功劳,
thinking that we have any kind of labor in the work God has done for us.
当年的加拉太人,
The people of Galatia in those days,
他们相信神的恩典,
they believed in God's grace.
他认为神的恩典还不够,
they thought that God's grace was not enough.
还要再加一点东西,
they needed to add more things.
今天,
today,
你在网路上,
when you are on the road,
on the internet.
Oh, when you are on the internet.
有许许多多有名的传道人,
there are many famous preachers.
他们讲得很有道理,
they preach with great logic.
很有道理。
Very reasonable.
但是你要小心。
But you should be careful.
很多人讲的道理。
A lot of teaching, reasonable teaching.
都是讲到恩典。
Are talking about grace.
加上一些什么。
Plus something else.
我不想去多讲那些错误。
I'm not going to dwell too much on these errors.
但是我希望弟兄姊妹你看见。
But brothers and sisters, I want you to see.
我希望你明白。
I want you to understand.
恩典 alone.
Grace alone.
我们得救是单靠恩典。
Our salvation comes through grace alone.
我们得胜还是要靠恩典。
Our victory comes through grace.
我们成圣还是要靠恩典。
Our sanctification comes through grace alone.
我们有一天能够坦然无惧地见我们主的面，还是靠恩典。
For us to appear before the throne blameless is also through grace.
这一个恩典。
This grace.
是无法想象的。
Is unimaginable.
是我们不能够相信神会有这么好。
We cannot imagine how great God is.
我们不能够相信神有这么的怜悯。
We cannot imagine how full of mercy God is.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
请你记住。
Please remember.
如果是我们配得的。
If we are worthy.
If we deserve anything.
If we deserve anything.
那个东西就不是恩典。
That is not grace.
恩典就是我们全然不配的。
Grace is something that we are totally undeserving of.
然而我们的主
Yet, our Lord.
他就是乐意把恩典赐给我们。
He's willing to give grace to us.
在这一个没有恩典的世界里。
In this world without grace.
但愿我们能够成为一群欣赏神恩典的人。
May we become people who will appreciate God's grace to us.
并且让恩典从我们的生命中可以流露出来的人。
And become channels of that grace so that it can come to other people around us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你把雅各摆在我们的面前。
Thank you for putting James in front of us.
我们是一个不懂恩典的人。
We are people who don't understand grace.
但是我们惊讶。
But we are amazed.
你是怎么样用恩典改变雅各。
How you use grace to change James.
也求你用恩典改变我们。
Please use your grace to change us.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.